Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, otherwise known as the Aggro Crag, a fantasy football podcast. My name is Dale DeMont. Thanks for joining me. With me, as always, is Christian Brito. What's up, man?
What's up, dude? I'm just going to venture out and say that we're the... I don't know what the hell that is, dude. Aggro Crag. I can't even continue on because I don't know what that is.
You may be too young. Aggro Crag was on Nickelodeon Guts. It was kind of like the Gladiator for kids.
Okay.
And in the very end, they had this final obstacle course named the Aggro Crag. It was like a mountain that they had to climb up. I don't remember too much about it, but I do remember the show was badass. And like that show, we are badass.
We could have just went with the word the Guts or the Bustin' Guts.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the Nickelodeon Guts. The Aggro Crag just sounds cooler, and it's kind of not everybody knows what it is, and I'm happy that I still remember it because I have a horrible memory.
Okay.
Fellas and ladies, thanks for joining us. We are talking waiver wire today, a little bit of the weekend. We didn't do a recap of this week.
No recap?
I guess last week. Just because, why don't we have recaps? One,
because we don't like recording on Sundays.
Yeah, that too. And I think a lot of people listening kind of already, by the time it's, you know, Monday morning or Tuesday, it's kind of time to, you know.
Move on?
Just move on and let's not dwell on.
Let's look forward.
Christian.
We don't live in the past. We dwell
on the future. I come through. I told you the drops were coming. Okay. And I am not letting you down.
Okay.
So to start off the episode, let's do a little bit of this. Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. Talking Super Bowl. Miami Dolphins.
Okay, you can cut it off now. Thank you.
Okay.
So that's where we're going to start.
Let's, all right. Well, so is that even a starting point?
I watched the entire Dolphin game.
Good for you. That's tough.
I'll say a couple things about that game. Thing one, I've never seen a team with the lead being actively booed by their home crowd. Oh God, you're going to abuse that.
Oh God, this is going to be bad, folks. I'm warning you. This is going to be bad.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So that's one. Two, Jay Cutler had less than 100 yards passing.
Yep.
Jay Cutler is the worst quarterback in the NFL right now.
He should be retired.
Their offensive line coach was caught on video snorting cocaine.
Yep,
and has now resigned.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good thing, actually, because damn, that offensive line looks bad.
That's probably what was a problem.
And then, last but not least, that game was handed to the Dolphins by the refs. Like, given to them. 14-point swing over a course of three plays in which a touchdown was called back on a bullshit penalty for the Titans. And then the Dolphins were given a touchdown on a bullshit called fumble that was not a fumble. So, and I'm a Dolphins fan saying all this. So all I got to say is the worst 2-2 team ever. Historically bad offense. But the defense looks good.
It's kind of.
Defense was great yesterday.
Against Matt Castle.
Yeah.
Also, I'm really quick, I want to thank everybody for joining us on the French Friday free show. We appreciate everybody joining us and calling us. It was awesome. I think it was probably one of our better episodes that we've done to date. We had some awesome callers. Good time. I mean, just overall, it was just fun to record. And I mean, we went on for 2 hours just talking football, talking shit with our listeners. And it was a lot of fun. We're going to try to do it again this Friday if schedules allow. I kind of want to talk about a couple things really quick.
Okay.
We are asked a lot of sit and start questions.
Okay.
We can't get them all right.
Right.
There's just no way.
So you're going to talk about the Tyrell Williams, Davante Adams thing?
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't understand why you answer Tyrell Williams to that question. Two, I don't understand why that guy's not looking at my rankings to answer that question.
The crazy thing is, on my rankings, I'm pretty sure I had Davante Adams ahead of Tyrell Williams as well. At the time,
Dale, what did I say was a buy for the rest of the season starting this week?
Yes, but this soon?
Yes, he's fine.
Yeah, well, obviously, Mr. Hindsight.
Not Mr. Hindsight, Mr. Foresight. I had to stop for a second and think, what's the
opposite?
The opposite.
Anyways, so yes, it hurt me as much as it hurt the guy that I suggested, Tyrell Williams. I had a good feeling about Phillip Rivers coming alive in this game, and he did. 3 touchdowns. Unfortunately, 2 of those were to Melvin Gordon. I was really expecting a better day out of Keenan Allen and Tyrell Williams. They just didn't get it. So my apologies. We can't get them all right. We try. You know, I did like Adam Humphries, and he did outscore Mike Evans in standard league. So I'll take that. Oh, wait, hold on. Nah, just suck on my dick.
Suck on my own dick. Can I?
Oh, no.
Hold on. Since this is going to be, the title of this show is going to be Waiver Wire and Excessive Drops, apparently.
Yeah, sure.
Because we're doing that, Armando says I've been harping on this, and I feel like it's deservedly so.
Mm-hmm.
Since Armando said that Duke Johnson doesn't ever score, he scored every week.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to continue saying that was a good call for me on Duke Johnson, you know, breaking out a little bit this year.
There you go.
I'm not sure if we're allowed to use that.
I'm not sure either. We're gonna get sued.
Probably.
At some point or another, somebody's gonna sue us for something.
Right. But more likely it's gonna be like a lawsuit against you for sexual harassment.
Yeah. Won't get sued by like Little Dicky or DJ Khaled. We're gonna get sued by the guy who makes this. Somewhere he's listening and he's trying to make money off that drop. And so I don't think I got that one for free either.
Can you stop playing drops now? It's excessive.
Yes. Okay. No more.
I really wish I had the controls though. I'll be honest. Because every time you made a prediction, I would just give you the horn. Hey, Dale. I need a sound that describes your pick of Tyrell Williams over Davante Adams.
Let's see. Hold on.
You got this. Okay. Thanks for the comedic.
That one?
Oh, man. Let's just move on. The horn, oh, man. You know what I'm talking about. Let's just move on. Do you suck at this? Really? That's the sound?
Sorry. I'm letting you know my arsenal here.
So you play it all day long on Fridays. Whatever, man. Let's move on.
I'm sorry.
I hate you so much.
Sorry.
Way to not know how to play drops for the comedic purpose and just have drops for the purpose of stupid sounds. You are the...
donuts.
That one's there too. So next time you talk about donuts, bam, I'll be ready. Oh, man. This is going to be fun. To all our listeners, I apologize. We are already probably 9 minutes into this podcast, and you've heard almost all my drops. So congratulations. All right. Let's get right into the waiver wire.
Right into it. Yeah, absolutely. Let's get right into it, Dale. Why
not? No bullshit this episode.
Absolutely not. Let's just jump straight head first. No drops, no bullshit, no sidetracking. Right into the waiver wire and players that we need to own.
That's right.
Go ahead. All right. Let's go.
All right. Let's start off by talking about some quarterbacks here. If Deshaun Watson is still available for some reason, he's become a... very startable streamer. Almost startable week to week, right?
No. Listen, since he came on in the second half, so starting in game two, from game two onwards, he's the number one player in fantasy.
Very nice. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So can't
expect, you know, 5 touchdown weeks every week. Or can you? Like, that's now back-to-back weeks.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Against a very good Kansas City defense. Alex Smith is the number one player in fantasy. I never thought I'd be saying that. But Alex Smith played a full, you know, half a game more.
Yeah.
But man, Deshaun Watson, 12 touchdowns in 4.5 games. That's pretty fucking impressive. 12 passing touchdowns, 14 total touchdowns already on the season.
Yeah, definitely. Kevin Hogan looked pretty good. I'm not picking him up, but I just wanted to mention Kevin Hogan because I don't think we've ever talked about him on this podcast.
Okay.
All right. Going into running backs.
Don't know why you mentioned
a guy Kevin Hogan. Huh?
Wait, we're not going to talk about any other quarterbacks?
Go ahead. Who do you have?
I think Brissett has been consistent enough that you can own him. Sure. And, well, it's a guy that I like specifically for this week. He's playing the Titans. I know what happened with Jay Cutler this week, but just look at every other normal quarterback that's played the Titans. Don't let the Dolphins skew that at all, because the Dolphins, for the love of God, you know, can't score on offense. Their offense has 3 touchdowns. Their defense has 1. Like, that's it. That's all they've done all season. So I think Brissett, 314 yards this past week, also ran it in for a touchdown. Pretty good streaming option, like, honestly.
For sure.
But that's a guy you can pretty much, if you're in some sort of waiver fab budget, you could put a dollar or two and you'll be fine. You don't really have to actually put him on your waivers. You can probably wait till they clear and then pick him up for this week.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
That's all right.
Okay.
Everybody else at the quarterback position, if you want them, you could probably just wait until after waivers clear.
Good enough. Elijah McGuire, with Forte still kind of hobbled, didn't play last week. He was out. Bilal Powell left the game early.
Yep. Strained his calf.
Elijah McGuire, I know he didn't do well. He only had 20 yards last game. I think he had like 2 yards a carry, which sucked.
Right. 11 carries. But what's the promising number there? Not the 20 yards, but the 11 carries.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's playing the Pats. Their defense has shown that they are very vulnerable to pretty much everything: passing, running, pass catching backs. Matt Forte still banged up, like you mentioned, and I think he has flex appeal for as long as he's, you know, the guy that that's out there for the Jets. We'll see what happens with Powell, but I like him. We'll keep an eye out on Powell's injury situation. Schedule coming up is nice.
Yeah, exactly. He has Patriots, and then he plays the Dolphins at Miami. So pretty good-looking schedule for Elijah McGuire. I like him this week. These are not by order, really. At least I didn't write these in order.
Okay.
But I think he's one of the top priorities here. If you need a running back, definitely give you some depth. I like Aaron Jones, too. I don't know about season long, but Aaron Jones had a very nice day, over 100 yards rushing and a touchdown on 19 carries. Christian, guess how many 100-yard games Ty Montgomery had with the Packers?
We're going to steal this stat. I know this stat. One. He has one career 100-yard game.
Yep. Aaron Jones, one start, one 100-yard game. So they're even right now. I think Aaron Jones is going to eat up into Ty Montgomery's usage. Mm. I mean, they use Ty Montgomery way too much anyways. I know Armando was saying this a couple of podcasts ago that it was unsustainable. Maybe it is. They have Aaron Jones, and it seemed like he was running very well with that offensive line. So Aaron Jones, definitely a pickup as long as Ty Montgomery's out when they come back. I wouldn't be surprised if it's running back by committee. What do you think?
I think Aaron Jones is a great starter for as long as he's playing. And Ty Montgomery, who I've been down on for quite a while, will get most of his job back once he comes back. Running back by committee is, a strong term, but I mean, that's what a lot of teams do anyways. It just depends on how you see that workload division. Ty Montgomery is still going to get 65% of the work. And what was he getting before? 75% of it?
Sure.
Maybe they lessen his load just a little bit, but I don't think Aaron Jones is a guy that's going to completely usurp him. Even though I don't think Ty Montgomery is a typical running back in the NFL, nor should he be realistically a starter. They just do things differently in Green Bay. But Aaron Jones seems like he's good. Jamal Williams is, not a guy that you would... I don't think he's really worth much unless both guys banged up. But Montgomery might miss a couple more weeks, so just keep rolling Aaron Jones out there for as long as Montgomery is out.
Yeah. I mean, the Packers play the Vikings and the Saints, and they have their bye. If Aaron Jones continues to play well, they're not going to rush Ty Montgomery back. I wouldn't be surprised if this allows Ty Montgomery to get healthy after the bye week. So you're looking at another 3 weeks until you see Ty Montgomery back. That's just my hunch. I have no real inside information. I'm not an insider. I just pretend to be one.
With as much fantasy football talk as we do, whether it's Periscope, whether it's Twitter, whether it's the podcast, whether it's our chats privately with our writers or our fantasy groups, I'm not sure where I said this, but I remember saying that I liked Javorius Allen more than Alex Collins, and it seems like they went back to Javorius Allen again this week. Now, I also remember saying that you can't trust the Baltimore Ravens backfield and it's going to continue being inconsistent from week to week. But Allen is the guy that's going to get some of the carries and all of the catches. And he's a guy that is still out there in leagues. I don't get why, because I know it's going to be inconsistent, but at the running back position, he's going to give you some boom games. And I think, with the Bears, maybe not the week against the Vikings, but the week after that against the Dolphins, you've got 2 out of 3 good matchups. Pass catching back, he'll give you some production week to week, and some weeks will be boom weeks. I like Buck Allen.
Yeah, I was an Alex Collins believer actually this week, and I was humbled. I don't know what the right word is, but I was mad, and that Alex Collins didn't get the nod and get more carries. I mean, he did well, and he had over four. I'm talking about Alex Collins here. He had over 4.5 yards a carry. On just 12 carries, it's not enough to be an effective running back in this league in fantasy football. So, yeah, you're right. It is Buck Allen's game.
For now, but again, this is kind of what Baltimore does. They will continue to mix in both guys fairly heavily. I just like Allen because you got the option of the catches on top of the carries.
Sure.
They'll go with the hot hand, and it's just... Allen had the hot hand this week with his, 4.6 yards carry.
Right. There's two more running backs I want to talk about, Burrito. And if you want to talk about any after that, feel free to. The New York Giants backfield kind of seems like Orleans Darkwa is, I guess, the guy to own there. Wayne Gallman is not a bad PPR option. I think he finished in the top 15 this week in PPR. But...
Right.
Man, they have the Broncos and Seahawks coming up before their bye.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm just like, you mentioned nobody on the Ravens to trust. There's nobody that's working behind this offensive line that you're going to trust. They're not going to be able to move the ball well now with Odell Beckham Jr. Sidelined. This is going to be a mess.
For me, when you waste a waiver pick on a running back, it's usually because you want a running back that can do one of two things. Can win you your league, which usually happens because of injury or, trends early in the season, or it's a guy that you can kind of plug in and trust from week to week as maybe a flex or an RB2. The New York Giants situation is going to be neither.
Yeah.
Like, from week to week, you're neither getting a guy who's going to win your league nor a guy that you can trust week to week. So while a lot of people are saying these are waiver wire guys to add, the reason that I want to talk about them is because I think they're waiver wire guys to avoid.
And that's exactly why I brought them up. Good point. And in the next 3 weeks, you're not going to start them. Broncos, Seahawks, and then bye. You're not going to start them there. So you're going to be wasting your waiver wire pick or some fab budget on somebody that you're not going to play for 4 weeks. That's a quarter of the year. So stay away. The other guy I want to talk about, and again, you can add people beyond this, I also really quarter still
of your year maybe because you're not making the playoffs.
I really, really still like Andre Ellington. Am I alone on the love for Andre Ellington?
A little bit.
All right. I mean, he hasn't gotten a touchdown yet, but the dude catches passes. As long as this offensive line struggles, Carson Palmer is going to continue dumping down to him. I think he's a solid flex. I think almost week to week you can start in a PPR league, you could start him in a flex position every week. RB2 with buys and all that stuff coming up. I like him. I like Andre Ellington.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got distracted by Curtis tweeting at us. Fucking Curtis. I like that guy. Told you I was right about Gurley. All right, move on. Can I get that drop again?
Which one?
That I was right. Nah, just suck on my dick. Suck on my own dick. Nice. All right. I think your love for Ellington is a little bit high.
Sure.
You're looking solely at the passes and the pass catching ability and the targets. You know, that might be my argument for Allen, but you have to also incorporate offense, other carries, other uses, and I don't know. I can't stay with you with the love for Ellington, man. Can't do it.
Okay. Fair enough.
But he's a guy that if you were gonna add him, it's PPR only. I can't do it in standard at all.
Right. Yeah. Standard's a little tougher. PPR for sure.
PPR, I would waiver him. I would add him. If it's a full PPR league, I would add Andre Ellington to my team. Mm-hmm. As a guy, like I mentioned before, that maybe you could plug in as an RB2 or a flex option from week to week.
Right.
He's gonna get enough catches, you know, 5 or 6 catches in a game where that will sustain you by itself.
I mean, his last 3 games, 59 yards receiving, 86 yards receiving, 65 yards receiving.
Yep.
He plays Tampa Bay and LA next before his bye. Then he goes and plays San Francisco right after his bye.
So that's good matchups. Yeah.
I like him. I mean, he caught 9 of 10 targets last week.
Okay. So if you had to, let's say you have a budget, you have a $100 waiver free agent acquisition budget, how much would you spend on him in a PPR league, and then how much would you spend on him in a standard league?
Standard league, you're looking at minimal. And a $200 budget, you know, you're maybe wasting $2 on him, I think. Right. PPR, I would say as much as 5%, 5 to 10% maybe too much. Okay. But definitely, I'd spend $6 or $7 on him.
$6 or $7 on him in a waiver in a PPR league, I think is very fair. I would do that.
Yeah, I think that's a steal.
As high as maybe if you think somebody else might be putting a bid, $9 or $10.
Sure. Fair enough.
Depends on your team need. Like, you really need to run. If you're Armando and you're fucking starting Deontay Foreman every week, spend $10-$12 on putting in Andre Ellington, and you're going to get Frank Gore numbers every week just because he's catching the passes. But still, it's something you could put in there.
Yeah. With some it's going to be really interesting. Next podcast, the touches and targets. You're going to be really interested to see the breakdown of snaps between Foreman and Lamar Miller. Crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, before we get into some wide receivers here, Christian, I want to talk about Lamar Miller.
Okay.
Very interesting play. He won me my matchup in our league of record last night by maybe 5 yards, I think. Something like that. Something stupid.
Right.
I understand he's playing Cleveland next. I still think Cleveland is a porous defense. They're going to lose games, obviously, because they lose every game they play. But there's some people out there thinking the Cleveland Browns have a legit run defense. I just want to talk about their schedule, the people they played. I understand they played Pittsburgh week one, and they contained Le'Veon Bell pretty decent. It took Bell a couple games. He was held out for the offseason anyways.
Right.
And so they contained Le'Veon Bell, and then they played a bunch of really soft running teams.
Right.
Let me see. I don't think that they're a good run defense. I think you're starting Lamar Miller with confidence this week. Am I crazy for thinking this, or are they actually a really good run defense? I mean, just to recap, after Pittsburgh,
they're not a bad run defense, but they're actually bottom half. When you adjust for matchups, they're still a bottom half run defense.
Right, right. I mean, they played Baltimore, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and the New York Jets. So let's not talk about how awesome their their run defense is. They play Houston, Tennessee, and Minnesota next. I'm not trusting their run defense on any of those games, especially Houston. I think Houston's going to run all over them.
Hey, you got a breaking news drop or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's our drop? That's it?
It is now.
Can I get it one more time? Because it was very lackluster.
Okay. Oh, hold on. I might have another one.
Just give me the same one again, man.
Okay.
All right, we got an alert coming out that it is expected that running back Elijah McGuire. Is that his name, Elijah?
Yeah, Elijah McGuire.
Okay, Eli McGuire. Because it says Eli on the alert, so I just said Elijah, but I got confused for a second. I was like,
Okay. Hold on. Break. Do it again.
Hashtag Jets running back Eli McGuire is going to get a heavy workload versus the Pats. They have a hard time seeing Powell playing with a calf strain this week.
Wow. Yep. There you go. That's why it's good to have this breaking news.
Uh-huh. I really wish I could get another shot at doing that.
Okay, go. Hold on.
Pick up McGuire, guys. He's going to get a lot of work. This has been your news report.
Do you think McGuire would be one of the major keys in this week? Major key alert. I got the
keys. I got the keys. This is so many buttons. Please stop. It's excessive, Dale.
Okay.
I love it, but I'm sure we've pissed off so many people already. I want to take a second and actually address this because I feel like we have to.
Okay.
I understand that we go away from fantasy sometimes. I understand that fantasy football is sacred to a lot of people, that sports are sacred. But you guys need to understand what our show is. Because we want to break the mold a little bit. We want to have fun with what we're doing. We want to have fun with fantasy football. And we want to bring you the news. We want to bring you these waivers. We want to bring you some ideas. We think we have good ideas, but we want to wrap that, coat that, and, you know, frost it with some fun, with some interesting games, with some drops, and just present it in a way that it's enjoyable for our listeners. That's the reason we have Friday live shows and Periscopes and all this stuff to answer your questions, is we want you guys to engage with us and have fun with it.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
if definitely. You want to be that guy that's just too much of a stickler, you know, just stick to football, maybe we're not the right show for you. And that's okay if we're not the right show for you. Just stop leaving us fucking negative reviews. We get it. I'm sorry.
All right, we can get back. That was a good
little rant that I needed to do earlier in the show. But
yeah,
I love the listeners that get us.
Yeah,
and I still love the people that don't. But go away.
All right, so
but still download because we need the ratings.
Yeah. Stuff. Download, subscribe. Just, you don't have to listen or review us.
Don't review us if you don't. And also, if you like our show, if you claim to like our show, right? We got a lot of people that claim to like our show and call in and ask questions. This is a two-way street. You drop us some good reviews and stuff. You know, we could use the support to balance out and outweigh those people that really fucking hate us.
Yeah. Look, we're not even asking for money.
We're just asking for we are asking. Let me correct that. We are asking for money. But first, before you give us money.
We are still $30,000 shy on our goal to buy eatnation.com.
Oh, well, hold on. Is it $30,000 website? Isn't it $35,000?
Yeah. Oh, is it $35,000?
Okay, so
we haven't raised any money. Let me just say
we're $34,995 short. Somebody said they would drop a fiver on us.
Oh, yeah.
Can't remember
about that. Yeah, if Armando got his shit together.
Yeah, there we go. Cool.
All right, so some of the wide receivers, there's not a ton, actually, that me personally, in any of my leagues, I'm picking up. Roger Lewis is intriguing, the wide receiver at the New York Giants, probably the last one remaining, with Odell Beckham Jr. and Dwayne Harris out. We don't really know about Brandon Marshall yet.
Sterling Shepard,
of course.
It's going to be their tough. Entire receiving core was depleted by injuries.
Yes.
In the course of two quarters.
Yeah. Yep.
It was so crazy.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much I'm using Roger Lewis, but he's interesting. If they have to throw the ball, they're going to have to throw to somebody. Unfortunately, like Buck Allen, they're playing the Broncos and Seahawks next before their bye. So if you want to take a stab at somebody to just have on the back of your roster, you'd never know. Hey, Roger Lewis could be the next big thing. We don't know. We haven't seen a lot of him on the field. But, I mean, he did get a touchdown in his play last week. So you never know. He might be a diamond in the rough. So if you can get him cheap and if you have room on your roster, why not?
Yep.
All right. I guess one other guy that I have written down here that I think is relevant is Juju Smith-Schuster.
Okay.
He hasn't done great. He's had two touchdowns in the last four games, but he's slowly, like you said, he's playing better than Martavis Bryant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess our list of waiver wire ads for the wide receiver position's pretty weak. I'll be honest. There's not a lot of guys. I'll throw some names out for deeper leagues, but you know, you've got guys like maybe Will Fuller, who's, you know, available still in some leagues. You can see if you could roster him. Mike Wallace after one good game. But the list for wide receivers is kind of bleak. You're really just kind of hoping for a couple, shots in the dark there. That's about it. I'll give you one name. One name, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're not going to like this name.
No.
But Kenny Stills.
I had a lot of preseason love for him, but tell me why we should even be looking at Kenny Stills.
Parker is banged up again. This is his thing. He might miss some time with his little ankle injury.
Right.
And the schedule is very favorable coming up with the Falcons, Jets for the next 2 weeks. It's just an option. You can get him for a couple bucks. You can, you know, tag him on your waivers if you're at the end of the order. Whatever you want to do there, you can probably pick him up as a free agent. He's a guy that I think might be productive over the coming weeks. This offense has to get better, right?
Can't get much worse.
Well, it could, but then it would be historically bad.
Yeah, yeah.
On the other side of that division, you got Curse, who's quietly been pretty decent. And like I mentioned, coming up into this week, his schedule is just fantastic. So he just played the Browns. Now he's got the Patriots, the Dolphins, and the Falcons the next 3 weeks. I plugged him in yesterday, got a touchdown out of him because I really needed, because of bye weeks, to play Jermaine Curse, and it worked out. And I think you're going to get similar numbers, you know, flex worthy or wide receiver three numbers for the coming 3 weeks. And I think he's a guy that you can use with all these bye weeks coming up, a guy that you can probably use.
Okay. All right. There's two guys I want to talk about as far as tight ends go. Mm. And again, you can add to my list if you'd like. One of the guys, of course, is Austin Seferian Jenkins. He was talked a lot about last week. Look, he's not going to light the world on fire, but I think he is a decent receiving option for the Jets. And McCown hasn't played that bad. Like, he's not good, but he hasn't played bad. And I was happy to see him line up as, you know, a wide receiver a couple of plays, especially his touchdown play where he ran that fade route. That was promising. He has the Patriots, the Dolphins, and the Falcons next.
Right. He got eight targets, which is quite a bit for, you know, a tight end for the Jets. So he's a guy that's worth starting probably against, like you mentioned, the Pats, Dolphins, and Falcons. Don't want to trust any Jets, but no. If you got Powell and Forte banged up, and, you know, Curse and Jenkins might actually be little sneaky options for the coming weeks.
Yeah.
Realistically speaking, like, they're sneaky options that might work out.
Right. One guy I had rostered.
Oh, sorry. Wide receiver position. I got a guy on my notes that I glanced over and didn't mention.
Who?
Mike Williams is going to come back from injury really soon.
Yes.
For the Chargers.
Yes.
He's a guy that you might be able to snag. might be able to even put him on your injury IR spot. People, you know, don't have him there, and wait till he comes back. So he's a guy that you can pick up. I think he's going to be incredibly productive.
100%. And I think we got to speak louder on this here. Mike Williams, I think, can be very, very valuable. More, probably the most valuable wide receiver on the Chargers when healthy. I seriously believe that. Keenan Allen will get his touches. I know, don't freak out on me. But Mike Williams, if he's available, I kind of really want to say this loudly, because there's going to be in a couple of weeks, he's going to be really valuable in fantasy football. And I want everybody to remember that we talked about it.
Okay. Do we want to... I got a guy here that we completely glanced over as well. Do we want to mention Cole Beasley at all?
Eh.
There's two touchdowns.
Eh.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Not worth it.
Okay. Ed Dixon, I picked him up, I dropped him, and he exploded.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I picked him up after Olsen, you know, went down. He didn't do anything, and then of course he catches 5 for 175 last week. He's, again, a good, if you're streaming tight ends, I'm streaming tight ends, and I think every one of my leagues, except one of them, out of, I don't know, 10 or 12 leagues that I'm in, and Ed Dixon is a guy that I'm picking up as a streamer. I'm not holding the spot on for too long, but he does play the Eagles and Bears and Bucks the next three games, so he should be able to produce something here, at least against the Bears and the Bucks.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Fair enough. I think he's a good option. He's a decent option.
Okay.
He'll be decent.
Okay.
That's about it. Again, a decent option becomes a good option when you're on, when you're on weeks with a bunch of guys on bye. You know, that's how you end up with Jermaine Kearse in your lineup, and you get excited because Jermaine Kearse gave you a touchdown.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Any other tight ends you want to talk about? I think that's about all I had.
Why are we getting a tweet of a picture of a French fry?
Yeah, because our listeners are weird.
I hate what you do with our podcast, Dale.
Thanks. What do I do with our podcast?
Do things like French Friday.
Oh, yeah. Again, you guys, if you are tweeting, if you are on Twitter, we're probably the most active on Twitter out of all the social media networks. If you see us tweet, reply with hashtag 5-minute member. And if you tweet that reply within 5 minutes of our tweet, I've seen tweet a lot. I'm sorry. We are going to give away a t-shirt at some point. I don't know if we're going to do it once a week, once every couple weeks, but it will definitely get you in the drawing for something soon. And we're good for it. So I owe shirts to a lot of people and I'm working on it. I just haven't, I got to go through the shirts, go through the sizes and all that stuff, but I'm working on it. And also, don't forget our live shows on Fridays is fun too.
Hey, Dale.
What's up?
What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
I know this, but I'll let you say the punchline.
Does it smell like carrots to you? Wow.
You like that? Christian, okay, I cannot believe you said that fucking joke.
You pressed the button way too long and not even at the right timing.
Sorry.
Like, I'm you're really, really
bad. I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better.
I got a few more of these, okay?
Okay.
What did the hippie snowman say to the other snowman?
Hippie. I don't know what.
Chill out, man. Oh, you like that one. All right, I got a few more. Can we get like different sound though? Like something else that's like a good joke, bad joke?
Okay. Because
the ones you got are terrible.
No, I got it.
I'm really hating this.
Go. I got it.
Okay. What did the police snowman say to the other snowman?
Police snowman. You're under arrest. I don't know.
Freeze! Oh, come on. That's the best one so far. And Christian, what did the longtime friend snowman say to his friend snowman?
Long time no see.
Ice to see you again. Oh, okay. All right, fine. That one gets a boo, but the other ones were cheers, okay?
Anyways, do we have any more housekeeping to do? I don't have a housekeeping drop, so don't wait for that. I didn't load it.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, you already knew I was going to wait.
I know. For I know. It. Sorry.
You're not good at this with the drops. I kind of want the control.
It takes a little, it takes a little bit of time to understand what's going on. I mean, you know, like.
Donuts.
Okay. Serious question, though. What's up? Were we ever going to use that drop?
Because, for instance, I would say, I would say, who did really bad this week?
Oh, actually, you know what? I got this. Hey, what did one snow cop say to the other snow cop?
Donuts.
Joke doesn't even make sense, but we have the drop for it.
Snow cop. All right.
Okay, so what were we going to say?
No, we're good. I think that's about it. Again, we were talking about Periscope and all that stuff too. Don't forget, we're going to start putting out more and more Periscopes. We figured out how to do like a dual thing. Maybe we'll do Facebook Live at some point. So don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We have an Instagram account. We haven't really done shit with it. Maybe we'll start doing something with it soon. Don't forget to check out Eat Sleep Fantasy for all the articles from our awesome writers. You're going to hear a lot more in detail about some waiver wire ads and pickups. You'll get some buy low, sell high suggestions, some trade suggestions, all that kind of stuff. All eatsleepfantasy.com. Hey, Christian, is it bad taste to ask our listeners if there's any really good web designers? Or we shouldn't even do that. Because we're looking to redesign our site.
We're going to pay them, though, right?
Yeah.
No, we can have people send us proof of their work if they're interested in possibly redesigning our website.
Yeah, our website.
If we're paying someone for it, we're just basically asking for suggestions. Hey, you know anybody that likes our show, or you someone that yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd rather do it to. I'd rather give business to one of our listeners than some other guy somewhere that we don't even know.
We, you know what? We love giving the business to our, giving the business to our listener. Yeah. What are you doing? Stop. No more. That's it. You're cut off.
Okay.
You're done with the drops.
Can I just do one more?
Okay.
I'm not even going to back it up. This is just my, I think I've done every drop on my thing so far except this one.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us!
I have no idea why it's on the thing, but it's there, so.
So if we, like, jinx somebody, or...
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay.
All right.
Like, man, you know what? Honestly, I would trade away this player because I don't see Ty Montgomery being healthy for the rest of the season, so, you know.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby! Don't you put that on us!
Okay. That's about it.
God, that was really bad. We're going to get a negative review out of this episode. Somebody's going to say 100%. Way too many fucking drops.
Yeah. No. Yeah, of course. But that's the name of the episode. Christian. Dale, I loved our Friday episode. It was the most fun I've ever had doing a show. Probably because we got so many callers and I loved engaging with our listeners. Honestly, I left the episode and I was like, wow, this was the most fun I've ever had. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I can tell you, I did not feel the same way about this episode.
Well, is it because you did well this week on draft or bad?
Oh, I killed it on draft.
Did you? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I think I'm going with home. Yeah.
I really wish I would have done more drafts, but let's see.
I did, I think, 7 drafts and did not do well on any of them. I may be winning one depending on tonight. I think I have Stephon Diggs left and I may win that one. All the others, my money was taken from me. Like,
let me put it to you this way, Dale. If Stephon Diggs scores at least 16 points tonight, I will have won 75% of my drafts.
That's good. That's awesome.
That's well. I'm going to quadruple my money.
The good thing about this is that I did a lot of like $1 drafts this week, which is way better. Like it's fun and you're only spending a buck. And so I wasted maybe like $15 this week, but I had a ton of fun drafting. I probably spent more than 15 bucks, I'm not going to lie. But I had a ton of fun, and I didn't put up that much money. And again, if you guys want to get in on this, we're talking about it because we really like the app, actually. But if you guys want to get in on it and you haven't deposited it yet, you can go to playdraft.com/eatsleepfantasy or just download the app and just do promo code eatsleepfantasy. It will give you $3 to play for free, so you can try it out. And you can find us, ESF Dale and ESF Brito, to figure everything out.
Yep. And we'll be doing live drafts throughout the week. Catch us on pretty much Thursday through Sunday. You'll see us pushing out notifications. All day Saturday, I kept getting notifications from Dale. Dale is live doing a draft. I did a bunch on Saturday as well. So it's really awesome.
It is. And and like I said, I don't know. We have a lot of followers now on the draft app. So when I create a draft, I just hit all, you know, invite everybody. So it's first come, first serve. Sometimes they fill up really quick. Sometimes it's 1:30 in the morning Eastern time and nobody jumps on. So it kind of depends on the time. But a lot of times you have to be kind of quick on it on one of our drafts to join, because it does fill up quick sometimes. Draft is doing something really cool now, actually, too. I just got this email from our buddy over there, Brett, a really cool guy. But he is giving us, and again, wait, I don't know if it's exclusive or not. I'm not gonna say if it's not, if it is or isn't. But let me just read this email that he sent me to our listeners, because I think it's pretty cool. Just now starting, he is giving away, hold on, it's loading, because I want to get it right. Basically, he's guaranteeing your play. If you don't like it, you get a full money back guarantee. Don't send. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Hold on.
This is great.
Yeah.
Should thanks. I let you flounder?
No. It's here. Look, all new players get a free entry into real money draft when you make your first deposit. Of course, you have to use our promo code, like I said. But draft is now so sure that you'll love it that they're even offering all of our listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100.
Damn.
That's a lot. So if they're really... He asked me, he said, oh, how many drafts have you been in? And, like, you know, just kind of, you know, just asking me how it's going. And I told him, he's like, whoa. So I think I'm overdoing it a little bit. But he says all of our listeners get a money-back guarantee up to $100. So if you join and you really don't like it, I don't know every single detail in this money-back guarantee, but it's definitely, if they're offering a guarantee, you know it's a good product that they believe in, at least. And we do, too. So check it out.
I 100% love that app. Like,
it's cool.
We could keep them as a sponsor forever because I genuinely love the product, and it's my favorite thing to do now, fantasy football-wise. Season-long leagues are great, but I love DFS, and draft is probably the best combination of the snake drafts.
I hope you got something out of the waiver wires, the waiver wire advice. I truly believe, I know you're going to see a lot of other articles, including our own, that may list a lot more players than we talked about, maybe, but those are the guys that I'm targeting, and it's easiest for us to come on air and give you guys what we really believe in, as opposed to just list down a player of 20 guys. So that's if you were talking to me one-on-one and you asked me, you know, what waiver wires to pick up, what you heard is exactly what I would tell you. So I'll take it for what it's worth. Nah, not much. All right. For Christian Brito, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening. And
you're now listening to Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.
And what's it worth?
Fantasy.
Where the fantasy football party happens, bitches.
Bitches.
Sucking their own dick.
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 Maybe football, time permitting.
ESF is where fantasy meets fun.
There you go.
Bye.